welcome to Will It Game, the podcast about creating crappy board game ideas with people who actually know what they're talking about. I am one of your hosts, Ryan Gutowski, here with
Rick White. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I hope everyone is doing well and
That's
having
right.
a great, wonderful 2019.
That's right. It's been a minute since we did a show. We took the holidays off, which we said we weren't going to do, but then we did. So that's how professionalism works, right?
Is exactly. That how
yeah.
Yes.
So speaking of professionals, we actually have a professional something here, somebody here, you know, somebody that is not myself or Rick. We have Jennifer Graham Mack on the show. She is the marketing director at Keymaster Games. Jennifer, how are you doing tonight?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Jennifer, tell us a little about what you do and what Keymaster Games is doing in 2019.
Absolutely. So I'm, like you said, the marketing director for Keymaster Games. I started about the middle of 2018 working on a project helping them bring Campy Creatures Expansion 1 to life, which was our most successful campaign to date. And I work with them to help bring more awareness to Keymaster Games in the gaming community, to really put the word out there that Keymaster is making beautiful games that are gateway games and super accessible, but also gorgeous to the world. And 2019 is a really exciting year. In 2019, we actually hope to double our catalog size, which is both daunting and exhilarating. We have so far announced that there will be three Kickstarters coming in 2019. Parks, our first Kickstarter, coming at the end of January, and then Firebreak from Charlie Hoops coming sometime after that. And then Revenge of the Mortals, which is coming probably around Halloween, just like Campy
Very
Creatures.
Cool.
That'll be the next addition to the sort of Campy Creatures story.
Yeah.
Oh snap! You've hit Ryan's interest there, talking Campy Creatures.
Man, I love Campy Creatures. It's so good.
Thank you. Yeah, we love it too.
Awesome. So, Jennifer, on Will It Game, so for any new listeners, Will It Game, we are going to pitch you two board game ideas, and these are going to be about as fleshed out as two people sitting in front of a computer for 5 minutes can make them. And we're going to throw out two board game ideas based around the theme of parks or nature. This was something that we chose before starting the show to go along with those first two games that Keymaster is coming out with in 2019. So we've got these two fantastic games. Rick, would you like to go first in the pitch?
You know what? I can go ahead and go first, Ryan, just for you.
Okay. All right.
Awesome. Yes, and to discuss what sort of professionalism we're talking here, I thought we were going to be talking 30 minutes later than we actually were, because I don't know how to read emails. So this pitch is ready to go, is what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So my pitch for you is Make Me a Park. So in Make Me a Park, you are a state park that is trying to get that recognition and get bumped up to a national park. You're going to start the game with some specific features. Maybe have some beautiful natural trails. Maybe there's some historic value. Maybe there's different cultural pieces as part of you for being a park. But you have the chance to make yourself even better. So maybe you're digging up some artifacts that were from thousands of years ago somewhere in your park. Maybe a bald eagle has decided to nest somewhere on your land. You got to draw in the visitors and get that attention so that you're going to get that promotion from the National Park Service. Now, are there new restrooms? Heck yes, there's new restrooms. Got to get more attention. Have you got an updated video in the visitor center that's going to keep people from falling asleep? Heck yes, you've got that. So you've got all these things, and whoever you'll be playing cards that will be kind of ramping you up. Maybe you can think a little bit Munchkin style without any kind of take that elements. But then whichever park is the most advanced, the most souped up, is going to be the winner. Now, as we do sometimes, I've already prepared the expansion. Are you ready for this? I don't know.
Got to hear the expansion.
The expansion is called Government Shutdown. Now, what are you going to do? No. The government has shut down. And so how are you going to...
Too soon?
Too real? In government shutdown, you're going to have to figure out, okay, the resources are going to be incredibly limited. So you got to figure out, like, how do I make all of this happen without, like, people really having all the manpower that you do in the original game. It's more advanced, more complex, and too real. So it's a thing that you've got to deal with. So that is my pitch for today. Make me a park.
All right, Rick. Thank you.
You know what? I would say you're welcome, but I don't know if it's appropriate. Like, I don't know if I should say you're welcome for such a game pitch.
Thank you for your enthusiasm.
Oh, there we go. I can definitely say you're welcome for that.
I like how Make Me a Park is Dinosaur Island with no dinosaurs, because I think that's what people want, is that they want less dinosaurs in their Dinosaur Island.
Well, see, what happens for me is I haven't played that game. So to me, this is completely original.
That's true. It's a completely original idea.
Yeah, no,
that's true. Well, one of my biggest holdups with Dinosaur Island is that my dinosaur, my dino meeples don't match exactly what the thing is that I'm building, the facility that I'm building. So when I put them there, like, I try to match as closely as I can, but then sometimes they don't match, and that really frustrates me. I get really antsy.
You destroy the imagination, the experience for you.
My problem is that the one time I played Dinosaur Island, they ate all the people who came. I was like, I don't
all
need
the people
security.
Who could spend money for you.
Yeah, I don't need security. Who needs that?
So this game has no
security
of people. Unless that's the thing you want, in which case go crazy. I don't care. Live your life.
That's good. All right, so I'll go into my pitch. My pitch is called Totally Nuts. It's an area control game where players control basically a horde of squirrels. You have these tokens that have fun little illustrations of squirrels, different types of squirrels, different, they're really cute illustrations of these little squirrels. And you're playing on this big mat that is hexagons in a forest. Players want to control areas of the forest, with different areas being worth different points based on where it is. So some of the outside edges won't be as worth as much as the inside of the forest, because it's a little more protected. Tokens are scattered around the board face down. Now, most of these are collectible items that they might find. Maybe they'll find a book bag, or maybe a magnifying glass, little trinkets that people have left behind as they've traveled around the forest and gone through this park area. But about 20% of these are humans that are hiking or picnicking. And so players basically, you have to have four or more of your squirrel tokens to take out those humans. If you flip over a token, if you basically deploy a squirrel onto a spot and it's a human, that squirrel gets booted off of that spot and the human comes with it because they basically got scared. Some of the mechanics will feel kind of like Small World. If you think about the mechanics of that game, players are working to push other squirrel hordes to the edges of the map and kind of push them to the areas of the forest that are worth less. You have three classes of squirrels. So you've got soldiers, commanders, and air units. Yes, the air units are flying squirrels.
Oh, of course.
So each of these have a little different ability. So the commanders are worth two squirrel units when they're flipping over tokens. So they're a little more powerful. They're kind of like the human growth hormone squirrels, you know, the ones that have been taking a little HGH. The soldiers can throw nuts and take out other soldiers that are two hexes away. So those squirrels will throw nuts at them and push them back and away from their area of the forest. And then the air units are the flying squirrels that can be deployed in pairs anywhere on the board. After 10 rounds, points are calculated as to where you control on the board, and players collect. You've got the tokens, which give you set collection points, and highest point value wins. And that is Totally Nuts.
Well, that's pretty hilarious, Ryan. And I'll say, so I teach a game design course every once in a while at schools, and it's for little kids. They range from like 7 to 10 years old. And last semester, one girl actually made a game about squirrels, and it was nice. Very similar.
Yes, I like the idea that Ryan is similar to a 10-year-old girl.
That's what I was about to say. I was like, that I have. Okay, good. Good. Yeah. Creative and mental capacity
Did
of a
10-year-old. Did Kendall write this nice. For you?
Actually, I asked Kendall. Kendall's my 10-year-old daughter. I asked her, I said, honey, sit down. I need you to write this for me. Write this pitch as good as you can.
If you would like your Christmas presents, you better write me this game pitch.
Yes.
I like the idea of you threatening a child over Christmas presents. That's one I'm going to make sure I push really hard, make you out to be the bad guy.
Out that could be a really great time to get chores done, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought about it. I was sitting there before Christmas, and I said, you know, I'm going to pay my kid $5 to mow the backyard. It's not that big of a backyard, and he'll learn a little bit of money. Apparently, everybody in the family gave him money for Christmas because he was like, oh, I got this much money in gift cards. I was like, great. Now he has no incentive to mow the backyard, so now it's just going to be a punishment.
I'll come do it for $5.
Oh, really? Hey.
Yeah, totally.
You spent $30
in gas.
Yeah,
times are tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
So, all right, am I allowed to ask you guys questions?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead and ask some questions, make some comments about how dumb these things are, whatever.
Rick, I'll start with you. I'll go back.
Okay.
I loved that you were already thinking towards that expansion, because that's a classic pitfall of any game designer on a pitch, right? Because they always are like, no, it's totally expandable. And the first thing a publisher will say is, hey, but should that be in the base game?
You know, I think... Yeah, and I've already got, you know, these expansions. It makes sense for it to be separate because you don't want to bring everybody down right away. So now we've got this expansion. Maybe it's a built-in expansion. Who knows? But, yeah, it kind of gives you some sort of variant on it.
Well, what I liked was what the expansion was, because it totally brought – while you were talking, I was thinking about the politics of – turning something into a national park. Mm-hmm. So I kind of felt like politics should totally be in the base game, where you have to somehow negotiate, or there should be some bribery tactics. Like, how are you really getting people on your side that your park, especially if it's a state park, should be a national park? Like, how do you get other states' people and states' politicians to think that your park is worth it?
I like it.
And, you know, why are some parks like real? So I've been doing all this research, because part of our part of the park scheme is there's going to be like facts along the bottom of the cards. So I've had to like keep reading through all the. I've learned so many things about national parks that I never knew before, and I'm like, wow. I just really wonder how, you know, like, why do we know about Yellowstone National Park but we don't know about like Akaya National Park?
Right.
Like, I don't even know if I'm saying that correctly.
Right. Well,
I'm sorry
if you have exploding things from the ground, sometimes that helps. That's like, hey, look at me.
Okay.
So that's why geysers will be a big card in the game.
Yeah,
Okay, all right, so there you go. So it's like, how do you manipulate the natural environment so that it's as shiny and polishy, which is hilarious. But anyways, that's what I was thinking about your game. That might be what's missing, is that real political element in the base game. And then for nuts, well, I mean, it really sounds like it's ready to go.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm just, I don't know why the game hasn't been made yet.
Once my daughter finished the design document that I assigned her 4 hours ago, I was starting to draw the box art. No,
she's working on the sell sheet right now. Over
well, that's
corner.
What I was going to ask you, is who's doing the artwork, you know?
Hey, kids, get back to work. You turn that off and get back to work.
Yeah, sharpen your color pencils and get to work.
I think we're in good shape.
Yeah.
But it did also sound like it had sort of the emotional capacity of, like, the poop game. You know, the poop throwing game. Mm. That's immediately what I thought about.
Yeah.
And I would caution, because it does sound a little bit like maybe you're getting too much into territory control, where I'm like, I don't know if squirrels are that vicious. It's really mostly about the nuts hoarding Should there be bonuses for nut hoarding and collecting, and like maybe it's like capture the flag and they're going across enemy lines and trying to get the nuts and steal them and bring them back, you know?
Right. See, well, and my thoughts too are that you throw my dog Wrigley right into the mix and it throws everything. Like, you don't even need squirrels. Like, the entire board is destroyed. They all run away.
That's true.
You know what? Anytime I've tried to add a dog element into a game, it's gone very badly for me. Like, because you're just like, imagine the most rambunctious thing, totally wild, anything can happen, and then you're like, you know what, turns out this is fun one time.
So kind of like all the games that we pitch on Willet Game.
There we go. This sounds like it could be fun one time.
It was actually just fun to listen to one time.
Yes, that's fun.
Exactly.
Got it.
Cool. So, Jennifer, this is the point in the show where you make a decision on which game you would choose to have made. And then what we're going to do is we're going to post these two on Facebook, on our One Board Family Facebook page, and people are going to be able to vote on their favorites through a poll that stays up for the next 7 days. So, Jennifer, what is your decision?
Oh, man. I imagine that you're going to put in some sort of like ticking noise
if
here.
If only we cared that much.
So everybody turn on your Jeopardy timers.
That's right.
Think right. So I can go with the political tension of National Park Creation or the RTS nut throwing squirrels. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I think I'm gonna go. I have to go with squirrels. I do have a soft place in my heart for go
squirrels
nuts
always
and with
win.
The girl, my student, and she made the you pulled my heartstrings.
Congratulations, Ryan! You won because you reminded her of a 10-year-old girl.
That's usually how I win things.
Yeah.
So those beauty pageants earlier this year, that's the only way I came in first place.
Exactly.
Girl power, you know.
So, Jennifer, thank you so much for coming on this silly, silly show. We really appreciate it. And
thank you for having me.
Be sure to head over to Keymaster Games. They are making some incredible games. One of my favorites, Space Park, made this year's wish list for 2018 for our Christmas wish list. That game's phenomenal, and we're still playing it all these months later. So you guys check out Keymaster Games online. Be sure to subscribe to their newsletter. Find out what they're doing with these Kickstarters going into 2019. And make sure that you vote on this episode. Go over to facebook.com/oneboardfamily. You have 1 week from the publishing of this episode to vote for which one you would pick. Totally Nuts or Make Me a Park from Rick White. So be sure to do that. We appreciate the votes and all the feedback that you guys give us. And until next time, we'll see you at the table.
Punchboard Media,
where we all
bring something
to the table.
Pull up a chair
at punchboardmedia.com.